This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
The closest he came to giving Fields any kind of love as a passer was when he said he played with Garrett Wilson in college, so they have a rapport. And that was it. Everything else, the first words out of his mouth about Fields was, we got to slow him down as a runner.
Doesn't it say something that the very first thing he highlighted with the Jets offense was their running back pair?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the other
thing. And he said they could be the Sonic and Knuckles of New York.
Yes, David Montgomery and Jahmyr Gibbs 2.0, sure.
Donnie, are you young enough to or old enough to get the Sonic and Knuckles reference?
No.
You don't know who Sonic and Knuckles are?
Like, you know, Sonic the Hedgehog?
And then Knuckles was his little sidekick?
Did you know?
Yeah, I didn't know the other little guy's
name.
Well,
he had one named Tails, and then he had one named Knuckles. Do you know who Sonic's mortal enemy was? Like the Bowser of the Sonic universe? What his name was? Because Bowser's obviously the final boss in Mario.
I know Bowser, not Gary. I do know Gary, but not...
We get it.
Yeah, I don't know the enemy of Sonic.
Dr. Robotnik.
I knew he was a doctor. I knew he had a PhD or
something,
but I didn't know what.
Man.
Yeah. No, you're right. He talked about the running game.
I just always, to me, it's always a tell in a Tomlin presser. When he's talking about the other team's offense, you can blindly know whether or not he thinks they have a really good quarterback based on whether he mentions him first. When they play the Bengals this year, assuming everyone on Cincy's offense is healthy, he's going to say, first off, we've got Mr. Burrow. Does he call him Mr. Burrow, or has he saved that? He doesn't call him that. He says Mr. Garrett, Mr. Jackson,
Chubb.
Mr. Chubb.
Henry.
Does he do Mr. Burrow? I think there was some conjecture. He'll say something about Burrow first, then the next breath will be about Chase. But I just thought it was telling that he mentioned that Braylon Allen got mentioned before Justin Fields did.
And then he said it was mutual. I mean, in that comment, whether he wants to make it seem like a throwaway line, he's saying, we didn't really want him back. Okay, great. You want to go play for the Jets?
Cool.
We're not going to, you know, cry or send you a Dear John letter or anything like that. We're over it.
By the way, I don't think it was purely mutual. I think he would have come back here. That's my bet.
Fields?
Yes.
I disagree.
Gun to my head, I think he would have for the same money.
I think he felt like, I got benched at 4-2. I can't trust this guy. They're changing quarterbacks every year.
Then do you think it was pure, like the truest definition of a mutual split 50-50?
Yeah. Because the Steelers didn't think he was, you know, honestly, I don't think the Steelers, I think a lot of it was lip service with him. I don't trust all the reporting on it. I don't think that they were as interested in bringing Fields back as a lot of the stated out to be.
It's just pretty jarring that it went that way, because he went 4-2 as a starter, and we did know this. Tomlin really did think he was the best quarterback in that class coming out. So, man, the amount of accrued, like, bad tape that must have scared Tomlin off, including whatever he put on tape with the Steelers last year, is just kind of staggering. That's all. Anyway.
Well, it's definitely going to change their offense up. Week one last year, Fields ran it 14 times against Atlanta. Is Rodgers going to run it 14 times all year? And Tomlin talked about how Fields can make it an 11-on-11 game. Rodgers never will, so he's got to be a great pocket quarterback, which is the way football was played for a very long time. And then, obviously, Lamar Jackson and some of these other guys have kind of changed that. But Tomlin's definitely gone back to the old school way of doing things and not harping on, I want my quarterback to be mobile, like he did at the end of Ben Roethlisberger's career, where every time they played a mobile quarterback, Tomlin was like salivating over possibly having that kind of guy in his locker room. Now it's back to...
Well, he's got red paint, so he's painting his barn and his quarterback preferences
red. That's
right,
but he didn't show up, and the only paint they had was red. He picked the red paint in this case, I think.
I still think he picked the baseball card here. He might end up being proven right in the sense that I think he'll be better than Fields and better than Wilson, but like, I don't think he is getting, Mike Tomlin is the Aaron Rodgers that can win you playoff games or even a game and go toe-to-toe with the best in the league.
Donnie, are you nervous that on Sunday, Justin Fields may come back to bite or haunt the Steelers for this game? In this game in particular?
Yes, at least a couple examples of that. I mean, I don't think he's going to have like a five-touchdown game where we see the very best of Justin Fields, or like that Thursday night game he had with the Bears a few years ago where he had like three or four touchdowns and 300 yards. But there's going to be a play or two, maybe three, in this game where the Steelers kind of get caught with their hand in the cookie jar on Justin Fields, and he turns something in, you know, something out of nothing, turns chicken you know what into chicken salad. I don't think he's going to have like a Terrell Pryor type 90 plus yard run.
Are you hearing this though?
I am.
It sounds like you're putting the Steelers on upset alert right out of the box.
I absolutely am.
Well, here's the funny thing.
Sound
the alarm.
I mean, you referenced my record prediction
upset
earlier.
Alert.
You apparently weren't paying attention to what I had them doing on Sunday.
Man, it's hard for me to see them getting to 11-6 if they lose.
Wait
this
a minute. You're calling right now. You think the Steelers are going down to the Jets on Sunday?
I think they're
going
to lose.
Oh,
sweet. Sassy molassy. I actually have my gut to whatever
ugly game. Not as if they get blown out.
Yeah,
but I just don't feel great about them.
I'll just tell you this much. Hearing you say that's jarring, only because for whatever my gut instincts are worth, I actually think the likelier scenario with Fields, because Tomlin, you know, talking about the idea of you had the player last year, prepping for the player, all that stuff. Fields tries to open up more than he did against with the Steelers because he had the handcuffs on so badly. I could see them absolutely baiting him into a very bad interception. Like, I think if this game is close, it might turn in the Steelers' favor on him making a really like grievous turnover. Because I don't think for the Jets there's going to be as much of an impetus with him to take care of the ball to a fault through the air, at least.
Really?
I think
they
might let him throw a couple.
I don't see that. I think it's going to be. I think they're going to steal the Steelers' blueprint.
Aaron Glenn and Mike Tomlin trying to out ugly each other.
I think the only difference that I think we'll see is I think the Jets will sell out to make him a runner more than the Steelers did. I think at this point it's like he's not there to just keep the car on the highway in between the white lines.
He's the Ferrari again.
But I think as a runner, like I think 14 last year for Fields in the first game, I think he could run it 20 times.
20?
In this game, yeah.
But they've got Breece Hall and Braylon Allen, Sonic and Knuckles.
I know.
They're going to run it 60 times?
I think they're going to run it as much as they can. If they get down in the game, well, then all bets are off. But I think their strategy is more games are, you lose more games than you win. And I think they're going to try to play mistake-free football against the Steelers, and that's the same recipe that Tomlin used with Fields.
I think
Aaron Glenn comes from that Bill Parcells coaching tree,
yeah,
man. That's how it goes.
He wants to win with defense, man. I think it might be more Fields going
rogue.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah,
maybe I should have said that more clearly.
I don't rule that out.
Open things up a little bit for him. I think he might have a temptation to say, like, hey, I'm going to prove you wrong. I can throw it, and the Steelers might be planning for that. And
I think Aaron Rodgers could do the same thing.
Oh, I think Rodgers' quarterbacks have an axe to grind with their previous employer.
100%.
I trust Aaron Rodgers, believe it or not, more to make those throws than I do Justin Fields. I'm talking about strictly throwing the ball. I trust Rodgers to be able to exploit these things.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I think if Rodgers has a clean pocket, you're right. But I'm not sure he's going to get one.
I'm a little distracted. Somebody says I look like a serial killer if you have this on video stream on mute. Now I'm getting called the new Dexter, that my body language and appearance is that of a serial killer.
My wife called me a serial killer just last night, and she's married to me.
Why did she...
Is it because she found out you're in 35 fantasy football leagues?
No, it's because we had an apple pie from Giant Eagle, and instead of like cutting out a slice...
You cut out of the middle?
I just ate it with a fork, like right into it.
Oh, I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
So like
was it a whole fresh pie?
Yeah.
Oh, that's bad.
Why
like,
is that
bad?
If
there's like a small wedge of pie left, and it's only you and Amanda really eating it, you take
I knew it was going to be a full pie.
Yeah, that's terrible.
I mean, well, now
see, there's the picture of it. I'll try to blow it up for you guys.
That's terrible.
See?
What?
Okay, so now nobody besides...
No, I mean, that's not as bad as he made it seem. I think that's...
Or did you take that after you ate all that?
Wait, that's how
much... She took the picture of it.
That's how much of the pie you ate just with a fork from a dead start?
Yeah, I just ate like the good stuff in the middle and left the crust and stuff
around
it.
Oh, yeah, you are like a freak show. What the hell's wrong with you? The crust is also good.
Yeah, but the crust is where the homogenized fats come in that Mel Kiper was talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
Remember, he
evangelized when I'm eating pie,
me.
I'm thinking about that.
He evangelized me on those homogenized
fats. Who was this again?
Fats. Mel Kiper.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's why he only eats the filling.
Right.
Pony hasn't had a carb since 1992, says another person. I don't know. I guess I find it more likely, though, that if both of these quarterbacks are trying to prove to their previous employer that they were wrong to kind of usher them out the door, I give Rodgers a better chance of actually succeeding in that regard. I guess that's just because Donnie, I think, has the giraffe take here, sticking his neck out there saying the Steelers are going to lose. That's my rebuttal.
6 days from now, do you think when we're on the air and you're giving out your balls, do you think Justin Fields is going to get a game ball for this game?
Ooh, I mean.
Oh, man, what a question.
Yeah, I mean, there could be multiple defenders getting game balls. I mean, here's the other thing. If Sauce Gardner, who we talked about earlier, if he completely takes DK Metcalf out of the game, that makes me very concerned for the Steelers' offense.
There's a couple of matchups for them in this game that I wonder about in a way that would keep me up at night. If Gardner takes away Metcalf, and then isn't McDonald matched up against Broderick Jones?
Yes, he is.
How about that? Those are the guys that went back-to-back in the draft.
Belichick, oh, I remember. Yeah,
Belichick
I remember.
Made that trade because he thought he was screwing the Jets.
Well, he
because he I thought the Jets wanted Broderick Jones.
They did.
And they settled for Will McDonald, and he had a big year last year, man.
Well, he's
been the better of the two players so far.
They
different
were panicked.
Positions, I know.
They were panicked about it because when they took Will McDonald, I remember them there being analysis like, oh boy, what happened to the Jets here? They clearly didn't see this coming. And then, yeah, much to my dismay, Will McDonald's coming off a season where he had 10.5 sacks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.